my first ick. Mm-hmm. You see, I'm watching the camera because I mean what I'm coming to say. Mm-hmm. Any guy who's from Tema, turn off. Red flag. You from where? You from who?
Tema.
Oh, God. Any guy who's like 30 and above and you live at home with your parents, I'm sorry, for me, that's a red flag. You're living in the same house with your mommy and your daddy and your auntie and your uncle and your... Because me, I like to walk around the house naked. You feel me? Like, you know, lingerie. I don't want to be looking all sexy then your daddy comes see me like, ooh. What I want to be doing things, I will come to your mom's house. Your mom's room is next to you. You'll be giving me fans
from the back.
A guy who only lasts for like 40 minutes in bed, that's a red flag. Red flag.
40 minutes. Well, how many hours?
Wait. Let's listen to the number. Well, how many hours or how many minutes do you want the person to last?
No, I need it to last a good, like, you know, like 1 hour or more.
Wait, are you talking about 2 rounds, 3 rounds?
No, okay. So continuously. The thing is, the first 10 minutes for me, it's like we're flirting, you know? Me, I'm very...
Wait, though. What would that include?
It's included.
I said, you guys be looking at each other or what? Because we're flirting, we're looking at somebody.
Show
us.
Use me as a example.
I might give it against myself. Come and fix it.
Hi guys, welcome back to Ryan's Bands and
Confessions.
I am Gisela Amponsa and I'm here with my co-host,
Princess Amdia Berland.
Me, my name is already the standard as usual. E to the L, if you're old.
Industry machine.
Hey, my Jai Sadi. Forget that name. I'm done with that name.
CC at the standard.
Annual, my hands. The standard, exactly. Shout out to Jumbo Spaces for hosting us. This amazing space, as usual.
And shout out to Glitch Africa for producing this show.
Yay! Gisela, what are we talking about today, girl?
So today's topic is so juicy. Mm. And I'm so happy because we are going to dissect, unpack, mm-hmm. and talk mm-hmm. about everything. So today we are discussing icks and red flags, mm-hmm. okay, mm-hmm. with my girls because... Mm-hmm. You have no idea what these girls are going to say today.
Me, I don't have any idea.
Princess is my best friend, so I know her red flags. Hey. And they are very crazy.
Jeez.
And I heard some from Etia today, so exactly. You know what we're about. But anyway, let's get into it.
Right,
guys,
so
what would you, like, how would you describe a red flag or, like, you know, an ick?
No, okay. I think red flags are, like, signs of danger.
Hey.
Google. But yeah, signs of danger, like when you see this, you're like, hey, if I enter this problem.
Right. So like, me, thank God you found your own definition of red flag, because I thought she was going to take my definition. Red flags, I came up with this by myself.
Hey, so how do we know?
Because I said it before we started.
Okay, sorry.
So red flags are things you would not negotiate, like, You can't negotiate about this. Like, if you see this, it's like, I'm not doing it. I'm not fucking with him. I'm not talking to him. Non-negotiables. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what a red flag is.
Wait. First of all, are red flags just for, like, romantic relationships? Or it can be, like, general?
Oh, I think in friendships,
it can be friendship,
too.
Relationships.
Yeah. Even your parents.
Family.
So your dad is a red flag.
That's why I cut him off.
Yeah.
Anything. Red flag.
But right now we are discussing, like, talking stages, relationships. Basically men. Icks and red flags about men.
Yeah. But maybe we can talk about food. The people that eat genki and beans, it's a red flag.
Beans. Those of you don't eat fufu too, you're a red flag. But anyway.
Right, sister. Why are you attacking me?
I'm sorry, ma. Please, I'm sorry. Did you see that video? Mm-hmm. Baby, you look good. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. You've seen it.
Yeah, the videos I asked you, you've seen. It's fine. The first video, anybody I see, come and say, have you seen the video?
Guys, let's get into it.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm so interested. Like, you know, before we started this whole episode, I was hyping you guys up about your icks and all of that. So I want us to talk about some of our icks. Okay, let's start with Efia.
No, why start me? With you.
Why me?
Why are you asking?
Let's talk about
it's
you.
Not an interview. Why are you to tell us your red flag?
All of a sudden, when we were there, oh, I can't remember my red flag.
You remember today?
Oh, it's because I'm in a loving relationship.
You can't remember.
How about Kai red flag?
Tell us your red flag.
Let me tell you guys my red flag.
All she's seen is green flags now. Yes, my
quack. Kai red flag. Okay, you sound jealous. Are you?
I'm very upset.
Anyway, so my red flags, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's very icky for me when, like, I'm in a car with a man, right? And the police stops us and the police is harassing him. And the police is not doing Sa or Champion or something.
Hey.
Yeah, and then another one is when, like, it's just the same thing. Like, it's all in the same, like, bracket. It's also when, like, we are in a restaurant and he's calling the waiter and the waiter is not minding him.
There's one last one in that
same bracket. Let me add the last one in the bracket.
I'm not getting what you're working.
When we are going out, let's say when I used to go to the clubs and then the bars, let's say I'm with a man and then they bounce him.
No, that one
because why did they bounce him?
Like you got no steel or something.
Or they say, you must I leave.
Yeah. And they'll tell you the girl to enter. And bloom the leg that you walking with your boy, don't say hey, you go back.
That's why they shut down.
What problem did you have with my
and I used to shut down? And I used to open.
No,
they shut down.
Yeah, can we back? What problem did you have with my red flag? You were going to say something about my when the police stops them and then they're
no, because first of all. So the police stops the guy and like he's telling him to get out. What is that? Like, how is that?
If you're even me, I know how to run police. Yeah. Now you're don't know how to run police.
Please. The police has to be yes sir.
No, he doesn't not necessarily yes sir, okay, but you have to know how to run the police. Or like, if we get to the point where the police say, follow me to station. I'll buy.
Meet them, my girl. Okay. Stingy. They don't want to give the police anything.
They don't give the police anything. Okay.
Come on, 10 cities. Let's go. Now you're going to do. I know my rights. Like, come on.
No, because me, I'm like that. No, okay, no. Obviously, like, I know how to, like, steeze with the police, but sometimes they're very annoying.
Yeah.
They're very irritating.
They can be annoying. But
you're with your girl.
The police will tell you to get down. My friend, get down from the car. Oh. Or vanish from the car. You're not come and meet me in the car.
I'm so embarrassed for the guy. It's true.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So should I say my red flags?
Yeah. Some of your red flags.
So I have some that like it's not my red flags again, but I'm still going to say it. So before I start driving.
Again, so is it all in relationships or what?
Yeah, we're all in love.
My red flags, not because I'm in a relationship right now. It's just that like I have experienced it and I'm like, okay, you is fine.
So okay, cool. Cause I have a question. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So first my red flag used to be like before I started driving, if my I'm sitting with a man, he's fighting. Hey, but no. I understand why my man will be fighting with a church driver. Oh. First I'll be like, this guy is to comport yourself. But now, even me, I want to get on before I start driving. So it's no longer my red flag. Right. That used to be my red flag. Right. So I'm just saying it for those. It's because you're not driving. If you drive, you understand.
Yeah, it's true.
when they are blocking you in the on the road, you see that it's not a red flag like that.
No, it's
number
true.
Two, my second red flag is when I see you for the first time and you don't use perfume.
Cologne.
You don't smell anything on them.
Because you see, girls, when we are going to meet like somebody for the first time, we try to like impress, you know, with our looks and stuff.
Yeah.
So if you don't use a perfume to smell nice, it means you don't care about your impression.
Okay, so what if he's wearing a dope ass outfit? Head to toe.
If you don't use perfume, we don't have any dope ass.
No, because
honestly, I recently just really started caring about wearing perfumes, like maybe 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So maybe not everybody thinks about that.
So he'll find his own. He'll find her. It may not be me, but her will be there.
Okay.
He may find you 2 years ago. another red flag is somebody that talks about his mother crazy.
That's a red flag.
Yeah, like
yeah.
And also somebody that is. It's nice to just mean, but not nice to everybody.
Girls. Every other people.
Well, other people, yeah.
Okay, wait, what do you mean?
Like, just nice to me, but not nice to other people. Like, when we go to the restaurant, we'll be talking to the waitress. Anyhow, yeah. Like, let's say I'll tell you, babe, I want water. Hey, bring my woman water up. Like, you're nice to me.
He wants you to feel special. Like, he's a good man.
Calm down. You've already got to me. I'm here.
You don't have to.
Okay,
yeah, no, I'm trying.
Are,
hey.
Yeah, but still, at least I'm here, so my mind did. You have my attention, okay. But you have to calm down.
You don't gotta do too much.
Yeah. Don't do too much. Like being rude to people and like being just nice to me. When you're mad, show me your real true colors. Like true colors. And then, like when you tell me explicit details, but we'll go into that later. Like too much information when we just met.
True. Oh my God.
Like you have to calm down.
I had a date with this guy. You know yourself. The time my song Freak came out. Mm. Okay, cool. Put it to the side. Let's put the Freak song to the side. Mm. We've gone on a date. I'm not gonna tell you where I went. It's a low-key place. Everything is cool. He's dressed nice. He got a beard. Like he look good. You feel me? The date is going well. Conversation is going. Oh, you know, catch them. So you say you're a freak. And that time I was PMSing, so my if you say the wrong thing now, just switch.
Your mood is
bro.
Already.
And I'm like, yeah, I have a song called Freak. So he's like, okay, so how freaky are you?
I'm like, so wait,
your first day you asked me how freaky I am? Like, he got upset that I got upset about what he asked me.
Oh, you're a sassy guy.
I was like, so you don't understand that you don't ask me that on the first day. Even like, let a few days, let's get to know each other first. And I'll even feel comfortable enough to tell you how freaky I am because I am a freak. You feel me? This guy asked me how freaky I am. What's the freakiest thing I've done on the first?
What did he want
you to say? Bro, he wanted me to say, I like to open my legs. I like to put one leg behind my other leg. I like to tafri chumu. Like, he wanted me to say that. He wanted me to say that. I was so turned off. I didn't want to eat anymore. Like, I wanted to just leave. Mm-hmm. And then he started seeing that I was getting upset. But it's like, he didn't understand why I was upset.
He has no self-awareness.
Oh, yeah, Santini Bema. I love my Santis. But they always think they're right about everything. But we'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's a red flag. Like, you first meet the person.
Talking about sexual things,
explicit things. It's like, ew. Like, I wonder why some guys, they think
like,
that's okay.
Grow up. Yeah, I was watching a video on TikTok
that's
like
what
that.
Shows they just want to sleep with you. Because true. Why are you asking me why I'm freaky? What does it matter?
Yeah, there was this girl
I'm
complaining.
I'm not freaky.
She was complaining on TikTok.
I lie like this. You're finished. You're freaky. Me, I'm not freaky.
Last week, we were talking about the
which week? This our first episode.
Hey. I was watching this video on TikTok and the girl was like, she went on a bad date and on a date, the guy just kept asking her about her sexual life. What's the oldest guy she has gone on a date with? And would she want to go home with him after the first day? What are you going to do in the house? That you know, what are you going to talk about at home? They've not spoken about on that date.
But I don't know what some guys. I don't know, like, I think guys need to go on like school or educate themselves on the things to talk about on first dates.
Mm-hmm. They know
those are things you don't talk about unless maybe he just want to have sex with you. Mm-hmm. Because there's no way that a guy that's well, there's some guys who also like to play around. Some guys, and men my own, they can really pretend. Yeah. Some can pretend like they're interested in you. They want to get to know you. They want to talk about your whole life. But in the end, it's just
they
sex.
Want to sleep with you.
And then some guys too, they might talk about just sex on the first date, but they actually do want to be with you. So. But still, it's an ick. It's mm-hmm. like it's a
I mean,
turn off.
Don't do that.
Don't do
please.
That.
Don't do that. Anyway, what's your ick?
Wait, she's not done.
No, she's done.
No, I'm done. Yeah.
We'll come back to her. So you tell us your ick.
I mean, maybe my notes mu.
And your what's trapping now?
My first ick. Mm-hmm. My first ick. Mm-hmm. You see, I'm watching the camera because I mean what I'm coming to say. Mm-hmm. Any guy who's from Tema.
Please mention the community.
Community ick. Turn off. Red flag. You from where? You from who?
Tema.
Oh God.
Same.
See ya. Same, right?
Same.
Period. Ew.
I don't have anything to say about
that.
Very scary.
Very scary. Very, very scary. Do you have an experience like that?
Hey, I don't have to have an experience. I see this. I read why.
Read why.
I see some of our distance.
Another red flag that I have is any guy who's like 35 and above and he's
single.
Well, not even single. Let's say 30 and above and you still live at home with your parents. You still live at home with your mom.
Oh.
That's because I'm coming to your house. I'll be going to your room. Eh? Your room in the house.
Is that like your boyfriend is calling you?
Oh, why?
He doesn't know that you're
working. I saw. Why?
Oh. Master, relax. He will call you back. Wait. Don't you know that we are working? Sit down. Are you the only one in love? We are all in love. What?
Amy, I'm not in love.
Carry on. It's just what they're doing.
Like I said, if you're 30 and above and you live at home with your parents, I'm sorry. For me, that's a red flag. Like, it's like you need to...
Oh, but what if...
No. No. Ain't no what ifs, no buts, no...
If you have some people...
Maybe... He's just like trying to save.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason for him
then
to.
Then I'm not his type of girl.
No, there are some people that they have two houses on the compound.
Yeah.
So he has
to
Okay, it's different if it's like if it's a mansion and he has his own house on the compound. But if you're living in the same house with your mommy and your daddy and your auntie and your uncle and your cousin, that's not happening.
Yeah, there are some people also have their houses, but they still live with their parents because. Yes. Just because.
Okay, so when I enter your life, you're going to go to the house. One of the houses.
You are not married.
Hey.
So
what I want to be doing things, I will come to your mom's house. Your mom's room is next to your room. I'll be doing
things.
You'll
be giving fans from the back.
That's why they play music. That's why they have sex playlists.
What's jale?
None of my mates.
I don't want
please
that.
Don't judge me. But you will know what you be doing.
I'm sorry. That's a red flag to me. No. I don't need that in my life. I don't want that. I want my man to have his own home, his own house. Because me, I like to walk around the house naked. You feel me? Like, you know, lingerie. I like to look sexy all the time. Like, even when I'm home by myself, I'm always looking sexy. So, I don't want to be looking all sexy then your daddy comes see me like, ooh.
Jump scare.
Ooh. Something go boing down there. I don't need that. Okay, so that's a red flag for me. I got a whole bunch of red flags. Let me see. Okay. Another red flag I got, this one there. I don't know if y'all gonna agree with me with this one. A guy who only lasts for like 40 minutes in bed.
40 minutes? Well, how many hours?
Wait. Let's listen to the number. Well, how many hours or how many minutes do you want the person to last?
No, I need it to last a good, like, you know, like 1 hour or more.
Wait, are you talking about 2 rounds, 3 rounds?
No, okay. So the thing is, you need to worship my body.
Hey. You're worshiping princess and worshiping
hey, lick his mate. Hey, see, my red flag is if you go 40 minutes. Please, I'm tired though. I'm giving you 10 minutes, 3 minutes, foreplay, 2 minutes, kissing, 3 minutes, they will do it, then 2 minutes, I'm sleeping. I don't have time for that 40 minutes thing. Hey, yeah, then you're going
to watch it. You're
going to do yourself. No. I'm a Jew, I'm a babak.
No. Because you know, but the first 10 minutes for me, it's like we're flirting, you know? Me, I'm
very... Wait, though. What would that include?
It's included.
I said, you guys be looking at each other once. Because it's flirting when you're looking at somebody.
Show
us.
Use me as a doll.
I might give it against myself. Come and fix it.
For 10 minutes! For 10 minutes! 10 minutes!
If you have 10 minutes.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about our day. You know, we'll talk about our day.
And then sending in your sex.
We'll get it into
this. Okay.
And then I miss you, and you know.
Me, the way I like talking, if I start talking about my day, we are not done. My day is always hectic.
No. And then, because
10 solid minutes.
You know, when you drink wine, because me, I like to drink, I like settings.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all the time, but most of the time when it's intentional sex, mm-hmm. not quickies. Mm-hmm. I like settings, you know, some candles. I like to play this sound is like rain falls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wine, maybe he might be smoking, whatever. And then, you know, when wine enters your body, you feel sexy. Mm-hmm. You feel me? It's a different kind of feeling. So the talking and the caressing and the flirting for 10 minutes.
10 solid minutes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You set a timer or something.
Shut up.
How do you know it's up?
Between 5 and 10 minutes. What's the story? You want to come a story?
Okay.
So then from there, and then you start taking the clothes off. But the clothes off... I mean, I like to put on a show.
Hey, so that time the clothes is on. Jesus. By that time, it has left my inside. We are talking for 10 minutes. I was saying, Masa, lay on me. Let's start. What are you talking about? Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Hey, so I have to learn, because yeah, my life is a quickie. This economy, you're not going to talk for 10 minutes. Hey, when will you finish your makeup and go and make money?
It's not every time.
So hey, how do you move the clothes?
Okay, please continue so that I'll learn. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. So today,
tell the class.
So now, you know, me, I like to dance. You know?
Is that? If you are doing things.
I'm so... So wait, let me ask you one question. Yes. If you guys are having sex, like, let's say, 3 times a week or 4 times a week, every day you dance.
Or at least 2 times. Oh, me... Even on a normal day, like, I'll dance. Like, that's how I am. Like, yeah. if I'm with my man, like, I on a normal day at home, that's how I am. I'm dancing.
So
I'm
doing... So yeah, you do, like, soccer dance.
Oh, my God, what's wrong with you, girl? Like, no, I'll play some... Let's turn the lights down low.
People
some
have Lauren sex to Afrobeat, so it's valid, I'm asking.
Not me, sweetheart, not me. Okay. Some Lauryn Hill, some, you know, some old school Coventry, some Dasa Brer. Like, I'm that's how I am, you know? I'm very, like, I'm a passionate lover, very sensual. Mm. So now the clothes are coming off one by one. It's like I'm stripping, you know? Mm. And then I'll take it off too. Mm. And now it's time for the foreplay. So the foreplay is the kissing on the neck, the kissing in the ears, the touching, you know, that, and that foreplay can last for 20 minutes for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then after the foreplay, because the foreplay, you do a little sucking, a little massaging, a little, I can't say it here, but a little some other stuff. And then you get into the actual level of penetration, which can also last for 30 minutes. Yeah. Hey, now why are you biting your fingers?
Because when you said the massaging
part... Please, I need the producers to get me a pen and a paper, why? Because there's so much going on here right now. And
when you said the massaging part, I just realized how dry I am. Because I remember...
How dry you are.
Yeah, like 3 years ago or something, I had an ex and then, like, we went on a road trip. Then he brought, like, massage oil. I was like, massage, what I can't need you to do? Oh, please. Come on now.
Oh, princess.
You have to know the girl you are with before you do certain things. What do you mean you're going to massage me and things? You want to pour the oil in my destiny and give me infection? I beg, no.
The massage is your back now.
Massage is your back. You've been watching Pornhub, what they do there.
What are you doing on Pornhub?
See, let me tell you something. I'm not like anybody, no. Sometimes I get revelations. So sometimes it comes to me like a dream. So me, I've never taken my phone to type Pornhub or no, but like sometimes it just comes to me like a dream. So when you see those ones, when you watch it, they
Princess,
pour the
please.
Oil, then they'll pour it in the middle, and you know they'll open it.
Like bread.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
So
disclaimer, my mother, disclaimer.
So me, if I talk to a guy and I don't get that sensual attraction from you, it's a red flag.
There should be
me.
A connection.
You're really a lover girl.
I'm really her. So like I'm very sensual, like you feel me? So yeah. That's my red. I have more red flags, so I get people talk about it.
I think we should just have like one more round of red flags, just one each, and then we can get into like the
real conversation.
Anyway, so my last red flag is when a man says that he's fighting his demons or he's going through things, because what are you going through? Like when I start talking to a guy and then the first few weeks he starts telling me about how he's going through this and that he's going, and because of that he doesn't want to be in a relationship right now, and then I feel like he's just leading me
the
on.
You is silent. He can't be in a relationship with
you.
Yeah, and then when he tells me he loves me in like 2 days, are you mad? What do you love?
Please, this one day, you are subbing me.
Hey, why? Do you tell people you
princess
love them?
Princess tells you I love you that day.
30 minutes. Because you don't know me.
Lie.
No, you don't know me. What do you love about me? Like, what do you love about me?
Your face.
Someone can meet. Maybe your person. Hey, not those eyes.
Your personality, the first 30 minutes.
Doesn't love
I
those
can
eyes.
See that.
No, you can't love me within 2 days or like a week.
Who makes the rules?
True. There are no rules, but you don't know me like that to tell me. You can tell me you like
that's
me
you,
or you're like deeply
you,
attracted to
but
me.
But you can't tell somebody that.
You can't
that.
Tell somebody how they feel about you.
Hey, me, they don't come and tell me that.
Tell him, Maza.
So your man, how long did it
my
take
My boyfriend
for him?
Has always been in love with me, so he's a different case.
Who got that?
Oh. Wait, Jimmy.
Who got that?
No, but his is different. Even him,
how
I told
is
him.
How is it different?
No, I even told him that even if you feel like that emotion, don't tell me now, relax. Let's get into it a bit. Get to know me. Because what if you've fallen in love with some personality, like something that you have in your head, and now you've come to know me, and what if you just knew
and
that
so
I'm a
you
bitch?
Break up and move on? Why is the world ending? There are girls
Guys, don't
in
you
the
think
world.
That love is too deep to be just using loosely like that? Is
no, but how would he have the perception of you if he's never met you?
So it's him not like you from you. Afar. Somebody can be crushing on you from afar.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then they get to know you.
Yeah, so the
you,
moment they talk to you now, they fall.
I'm not falling.
They are crushing on you.
Right.
And they get to start talking to you 1 week, Pena.
Exactly.
They love. It's like there.
But anyway, my relationship is
but
different.
But with men,
so.
When they say I love you first week, they mean I don't believe it.
Exactly.
Yeah, because a man, Ghanaian men, they'll tell you they love you.
2 days.
Then 2 days later, you find out that they are married and they'll say put that one aside and focus on
I'm
them.
I'm not talking about him.
I'm talking about us. So Ghanaian men, you have to be very cautious when they tell you that
Nigerian men, dear. Ghanaian men, women, Nigerian men. Hey!
Nigerian men.
At least Nigerian men is not all come with the Chanel. They show working.
Hey, Ghanaian man will talk. Ghanaian man, they will do talking stage. They will talk sign.
Talking stage till.
And then their wife is at home.
You people should do better. What's that?
Then you go home and go and meet your wife. Your husband is sad. You don't know why, but he's going through it.
Some
university graduate has broken his heart. She. But he can't talk. If you bring food, he doesn't want to eat. You don't know what you've done. But he's going through it.
No. Princess, so what's your other?
My equal red flag. Okay.
Same any thing, of them, right? Yeah.
Okay, so my red flag is a man that likes to remove his shirt and show his six packs on social media. Please, you are doing too much.
He thinks he's a bad bitch.
Yeah, then if you add all your cry, you've killed me. Then you'll be doing. Then you.
Flexing your muscles.
Hey, no, if you are not lucky, have you seen nowadays the macho men, the way they can boo at
the beginning? Hey, papa. Have you seen that guy?
Yeah.
Jezala, have you seen the guy on TikTok? Open the system.
Open the system. Shit.
That one is the ick. That is the ick. How we going to do that? That one is the ick. Can we bring that guy on this set and ask him why?
If you imagine you're having a bad day and you go on TikTok and your boyfriend is doing it, oh yeah, mama. Oh, a bad day. Please don't come for me, I beg. It's all love. Oh yeah, mama.
Oh, put him on.
And your red flag, your red banner.
He's more flexible than me, right?
A red banner.
That one day, if I see DM,
I've seen those videos. Oh, and they're always so serious, oh.
So serious. Always so serious. It's always like the macho men.
Yeah, it's always the macho men.
Macho men. Gym bros, what you are doing? Gym bros, you guys have to have a meeting. And discuss why macho men have been breaking their back on the social media. Gym bros, you have to talk about this. It's getting out of hand.
Oh, man, my head.
We can't take it. If you have your red flag.
My red flag. You are my red flag.
Green in Jesus' name. Green in Jesus' name. If you see me red flag, you have to see me green right now.
I can't breathe. Like, you're killing me, literally. My wig is too tight right now because of the wig. Okay, so this one, I didn't know it was a red flag until I was in it and came out of it. You know when you're in love and you're in it, you don't see it. You think it's okay, you're supporting. Support all your brains, yeah. So a red flag is a man who will watch you continuously, constantly to buy groceries, not give you money to buy the groceries, and you'll be cooking for him and his 10 friends.
10 friends in the air. Maybe he's helping you realize your talent.
Bitch, you got me fucked up. You talk about talent. Like, a man, like for a man to watch you come out of pockets for yourself, I mean, for yourself, but then for him all the time.
Yeah, without help.
But that's
without
helping. For each avenue.
Girl, please.
Shut up.
You know, sometimes you just have to be cute and cook for your man. That's something. But him constantly watching you do
all the time. And it's like, oh, and then you're buying bowls every week because you keep losing the bowls. Him and his friends keep losing.
Oh, take him. If you go buy. Take him, go out. If you go buy. She get money pass. She dust.
Hey,
my woman, she get money.
You're not just cooking, you're buying bowls too.
Yes.
Oh, hey,
every
right
week the bowls gets missing. Every week I can't find the top to this bowl. I can't find the top, and it's a set. Because I you make the rice, you put the rice
storage
in one bowl.
Boxes.
You make stew, then you make the chicken, the turkey.
And you know what, chili. Who needs Kaudi Teki?
Again, it's the whole crowd.
Oh, chili. Mommy, I have like this question I want to ask about like,
if I was
red flags. Oh, please finish. I'm sorry, my queen. Hey, industry machine for her.
He's like, I'm finished.
Okay.
What's the question?
So my question is born one a red flag to you people? Born one?
Me, I'm not ready to be the mother that stepped up.
A guy who has a kid. Like,
it's a red flag to me. To me, yes. I'm not about to take care of somebody's baby. I'm still a baby. Like, I'm your baby. And you have another baby.
Like,
I don't boy be Obana. The But you're acting
after she doesn't want to talk and go and explain.
She
go and
explain.
Obey, it's a show. It's a show.
And he watches.
Okay, so me, eh?
No, I am talking. You want that? I don't understand what's going on.
No, because you thought you answer.
Because I thought you said you
answer. I'll answer.
Please okay. answer.
Okay, so it's not like it's a red flag. Like, I don't mind. Mm-hmm. Because my mom... It's okay. I'm not going to put my mom's business out there. Mm. But, like, I don't mind. Mm. But if it's one child, I don't mind. But if it's, like, more than one, if it's two, if it's three. But one, it's okay. I don't mind being a stepmother.
No, I don't mind.
Okay.
My own
is the child has to be, like, 10 or 11.
Mm.
If you're a kid... Hey, could you go here? Me, I don't have child. I don't have to tell somebody's child. Could you sit down? Yes. So when the child is like 11 and the
matured
man has money,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I'll not be stepmother for somebody that doesn't have money. That's crazy.
That's
means
wild.
I'll be taking care of me and the child. Oh. I want you to take care of me.
Yeah.
I can take care of you and the child.
And also, so, they have to make sure, and like you said, when the child is like older,
yeah.
7, 8, 9, 10,
yeah.
you know that him and the mother are not together.
Mm-hmm.
That one, there's some of them.
Yeah, but like six months baby,
1 year baby, 2 years, yes. 3 years.
Healing can come and you can go back.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, like you said, 10 years, yeah. that one is
older.
Fine.
Yeah, but apart from that, I don't think it's like a serious red flag for me, you know. Yeah.
Me
but
yeah,
the baby is fresh. Hey, what happened?
Mm-hmm. Fresh.
You met somebody give birth to you and you left the person.
Oh, sometimes it could be one time. Sometimes it could be one time,
okay.
It wasn't a relationship.
One night stand, yeah.
and the guy is being responsible and taking care of the child.
And then the dad, that one night stand, yeah, the girl came with a plan.
She planned it.
Because one pair, no, you more. Oh,
one
no.
pair.
Well, they don't have stories like that, too. Like, especially most of the men who have like one kid, it's just a one night stand.
Oh.
And then the baby just came in.
Next time, they'll know one night stand, they'll take people seriously. They'll not call them. You want to play around for wherever. Yeah, God said, hey.
I feel like this question is like, it will put us into trouble. But then again, if you're driving a Maserati, my best friend has a car, I have a car.
So why did you mention her brand? You didn't mention her brand.
My best friend drives
a Civic, a
Honda Civic. I drive a Genesis.
Hey, so, Genesis chapter one.
Princess, can you please stop? Like, I cannot be, what, the episode will just be laughing. It's just a laughing
episode.
The
wedding I went to, there's a Republic stand. Mm-hmm. So I took like 3 ginger shots.
And see,
I'm a man. I'm a man.
Why is
she?
So anyway, I'm going to ask my girls here. How do you think a man taking an Uber for you is a red flag on your first date? Is a red flag.
Malika, why are you taking Uber for me?
Exactly.
Oh, pray, Baba.
Exactly. Okay, let's say if I didn't have a car.
Let's say you didn't have a car.
So
he requested the Uber for me.
Mm-hmm. But does he have a car? He doesn't have a car.
Okay, let's create two scenarios. Let's create two. Okay, first of all, me, I feel like if he didn't have a car, we won't be having this conversation because he will be non-existent.
Mm.
Unless you beg to differ.
That what?
Will you be with a man who doesn't have a car?
Huh?
You hear that question?
I mean, you all gonna talk before me talk.
That's why I give the disclaimer that
no,
we all have cars.
Let's be honest. Like, honestly, I'm not even gonna be like, at the end of the day, maybe 3 years ago or 2 years ago or 4 years ago, when I was a dumb bitch, I would have been like, oh, I don't mind. But now I'm that bitch. You got no car. I ain't fucking with you. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
I need a car.
It's not even about being, okay, well, for me, it's not about being materialistic.
Uber, they don't have AC. Every day, Uber doesn't have AC. If you even.
By the time you get to the date, your hair will be messed
up. No, I need a car. I don't care. Like,
yeah.
I don't need a car.
Princess, what about you?
You got to take me in Uber.
Now, like she said, if it was when I was in uni, fine.
Yeah.
But right now, I have a car.
Mm. Why you saying my mama like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, because right now, they have a car.
Even if I didn't have a car, like, you need to have a car because I like to be comfortable. You feel what I mean? And I like to look good. I'm not going to sit in an Uber and then my hair is all messed up, my expensive clothes looking all crazy. Like,
but you said, like, you know, I tried.
Yeah. Princess tried, but like she came back to home and she said,
I tried
you know,
to be with then, like you know. Somebody without a car, but like it wasn't working. Because like I was used to like having a car, and you know, like when your car gets spoiled, maybe you can call your partner that I'm stranded here, come and pick
exactly.
me. And he doesn't know what to do. You get it, like
right.
So I was like, I am somewhere that he's not there, so like it's
maybe
not
in the future.
Aligning. Maybe
it's not
in the future,
aligned. He can't accommodate me to where I'm going.
You try once again, are you not marrying your boyfriend?
Hey, it's for the show. Babe, Miss Abeg.
Because I remember even, like, I will go for all nights. I know you people think I don't go to church. I'll go for all nights and we finish like 3 a.m. And I'm now looking for Uber to even go home. It's long. So it's like, I need a car. Like, thank God I have a car, but I need a man with a car because sometimes I go for events. I'm now going to, like, what, take an Uber and then wait for the Uber. It's a long process. Misha gown.
Like, I have a car, all right. But I still want to be with a man who has a car because when my car is giving me problems, I don't want my man to tell me to take an Uber.
Honestly.
I want my man to send me one of his cars. To use.
So it means that you want your man to have two cars.
Multiple cars.
So if he has one car you don't like.
I like it. It's cool. Fine. Some men are that kind to, like, you know, come and pick you up and drop you off or like help you run your errands, which is like fine. I don't mind, but I'm just saying that it also says
exactly. What's wrong with that? The more the merrier.
But then again, like if my boy has just one car, I don't mind. Even though I have a car, but then if I have a car, but I want you to pick me up for dates. I don't know. It's romantic for me. I like romance. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be driving to the date and driving back home.
Yeah, so the scenarios we were putting it in.
I want us to be in the same car driving to the date and driving back home from that date. I just don't want to be in an Uber.
You know what's funny? The Ubers in America are so much more nice. I wouldn't mind the Ubers in America. Mm-hmm. Them even the SUVs are normal Ubers. Mm-hmm. They have Tesla as Uber, Mercedes-Benz as Uber. So I guess it depends on where I am. If I'm in New York, I'm in Europe, I don't mind an Uber. But here in Ghana, all the Ubers are the Capacantos.
You can't even be holding
with
your partner's
hand air conditioner.
If you can't even be PDAing in the Uber, the driver will be looking at you in the rearview mirror like, they want to be with you.
They want to be engaged in a conversation. I don't want to talk sometimes. You want to talk? Oh my God.
There was this video that they were having sex in the car and the driver came back. You sent that video.
I saw that video.
I go give you money. Like, he said something like that. Yeah, but do you want to be having sex in an Uber, in your car?
Mm-mm.
You never had car sex?
I don't do that.
It's uncomfortable though. I mean, I had it like a long time ago. this thing, when you come and sit here, the things you don't want to say, you say.
You say everything in the podcast, but I got something in it.
It's in this room.
What about a man with a female bestie? Media, it is a red flag. You have a female best friend.
It depends on how she look.
Me, depends.
Well, no, I don't mind.
It doesn't depend.
My
you don't
only
have
depends
to have...
because me, I have friends that I'm very close with. That
exactly.
Nothing is going on with on like between us. So I can't just project. So it just depends on the circumstance. If she's your ex, mm-hmm. she can't be your bestie.
Mm-hmm. What about a friend? What if the ex is a friend?
Yeah,
they're
fine.
Still friends with the ex.
Fine. Yeah. So like they are cordial, but like bestie. Oh, then you still like the person. What do you mean your ex is your bestie?
Right.
Yeah, it means you still... like.
There's
still some
emotions there.
Emotion, but if your ex is your friend, I don't mind, like, if you guys are cool and stuff. So it all depends on, like,
the
type of person. But I really don't care.
I don't mind.
Like, my man having, like, a
female
bestie.
Best friend. I just feel like I'm a woman, too. So, it's not like I'm not a girl's girl or whatever. But some women can feel very entitled. Most of the scenarios I've seen online, they were just, like, the female best friend... always fighting the girlfriend because she feels like she was there before her. Like, you know, those things. And that the boyfriend can't choose her over the girlfriend. Like, some rubbish like that.
Yeah.
So
it all depends.
Me, I'm your best friend. Like, once we are in a relationship, I'm your best friend. I'm the one you should be talking to
all
the time.
Exactly. You don't even know the
bestie.
So I don't
see why. Exactly. Like, so me, it's a red flag for me.
But then there are some people that they've known each other, like, since they were kids and stuff.
Yeah, but now I'm in the picture. So you're spending more time with me. You're dealing with me.
Exactly.
You're talking to me.
I am your best friend.
I am your best friend. Yeah. I'm not saying cut her off. You can still have her in your life. But now all of the talking and the issues, whatever you want to talk about with her, talk about it with me.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do you have anything else?
Yeah, I have something.
What?
Yeah. So you see, I don't know if you guys saw it, but on Twitter, some artist posted, I don't know if he's an artist or something. He's a singer, solid star. He posted a picture of his girlfriend, and the caption was, "For over 10 years, all she got from me was pains, tears, and heartbreak." Got from him.
Yeah.
Was pains, tears, and heartbreak, but she stayed loyal for 10 years. So the suffering that she has gone through, that is
what
she's
using
to... Yes.
I've realized that most men do that, especially the men in the limelight. They like posting their wives and their girlfriends like that. After 15 years of cheating on you, I beat your mother and I killed your father, but you are still with me. I love you very much. Please.
When I become a president, all these things are things that they have to arrest me. Like, you treat me, embarrass your girl, jail.
No, because what he's saying is that the reason why he's with her is because she dealt with all the trauma, all the things that he put her through. So he's put her, he's now showing her to the world that she's the prize.
So are you serious?
You see what I was talking about, my ex, how I was doing this for him. Mm-hmm. People were commenting like, "Hey, Finish, we didn't know you were this good. We didn't know you were such a good woman." So because I was doing all this for a man,
it means I'm a good woman.
Yeah,
good.
The same thing here. Yeah. So it's like, I don't understand how these people are.
I feel like it's such a bad example for the little girls. So like, when you're a teenager, you start developing emotional feelings and all of that. So people trying to get into relationships, it sets such a bad example for them. So imagine girls are following, like young girls are following this.
Of course. And,
so they'll think that, oh, this is the standard. This is what I have to do for a man to be loyal to me. Yeah. Please, don't.
Stay with the man. 10 years. When he's doing all these silly things, making you a real woman.
So wait, are they married? Like, is it girlfriend and boyfriend?
Girlfriend.
10 years.
Mm. Girlfriend.
The heartbreak and sorrows. Hey, you know
what? 10 years.
Somebody to say sorrows. Yes. And sorrows. Heartbreak. They just say, oh, cheating, Ankasa.
It could even be more than cheating. I don't know.
It could be something.
Yeah.
Like a decade.
Disrespect. Beating.
Nah, that's not the standard.
A man shouldn't even raise his voice at you. He shouldn't even lift a hand. Like, he shouldn't even, like, lift a finger.
Amen. Women always have to go through...
you what?
Women... women have to go through... Women always have to go through... You never see a woman praising her man that...
Yes, all these years.
But it is always a woman. Oh, a woman has to go through this for us to know that, oh, yeah, she's loyal. A woman has to receive 10 slaps from me before I then stay for me to know that, oh, yeah, she's a wife material. Yeah. A woman has to cook for me and my 10 friends for me to know that, yes, her cooking skills are good. Like, why do women always have to go through the worst?
Yeah, honestly, I don't understand. It's crazy. Like, women have to always go through these horrible things for men to see that, okay, there's value in them.
They are worth it.
No. Like, a woman's value should be seen from the get-go. Yeah. Like, she's responsible, she's hardworking, she's dedicated, she's loving, she's caring. Like, there's so many attributes of women that we have naturally. Mm-hmm. It's not about the things that we can... Yes, we can deal with certain things because we're emotionally tougher and stronger than men. I swear, if the girl put him through even 2% of what...
He'd be crying.
He'll be crying like a little bitch.
Yes. Men, when let's say you and your man go on a break. Let's say you guys go on a break and you come back. Your man will tell you, I went to fuck this, da, da, da. You say, oh, fine. Then you tell your man, I kissed this.
Hey! Not even kiss or date.
Women are wicked.
You don't date. He will die.
Women will show you. Men. Something small.
Like, growing up, I've come to realize that if a man likes you, he likes you. You don't have to do anything, you know? You don't have to bend. You don't have to do anything. Or you just have to exist.
Like,
you just have to be there. As a human being, if a man wants to build a house, a mansion for you, fly you out, do everything that he wants to do, or those things that you've been seeing on TikTok, all you have to do is exist. You don't have to cook for him. You don't have to buy him groceries or cook for his 10 friends. But
how long do you have to be with a man to know that, like, he's serious about you?
The first week.
Yes.
No, I agree.
No.
Sister, let me tell you something. No. That one I don't agree.
Maybe I agree.
I think it depends on your conversation.
The first week is the week of butterflies.
Love bombing.
Yeah. You know, they're pouring into you because that's when it's like the honeymoon stage. That first week is not the real, that you don't see the real person for who they are. It's a few more weeks, maybe 3 weeks or maybe a month. Gets into the second month after the butterflies is now dying. Then you see, so okay, what he was doing the first week, is he still doing it after the second month? After the third month? Because the first week they were all in love.
Doesn't it depend?
But me, you see,
majority of the time. So after you go to that second or third month, that second phase, because I think there's three phases in relationships to know if this person is the person that's fucking with you. So, the first stage is the butterflies. Mm-hmm. The second stage, the butterfly stage is over. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now you're getting to know each other. You're arguing. You're talking. How does he treat you when he's upset with you? Mm-hmm. How does he treat you? Does he see? Can he tell when you're sad? Mm-hmm. And when you're sad, what is he doing about it? Mm-hmm. Is he communicating with you? Mm-hmm. Is he showing that he cares? Mm-hmm. After you've gone through that, then the third stage is a stage. Okay, you know, it's okay. This guy, he's really here to stay. Mm-hmm. He really fucks with me.
So that's after how many months?
And a mini. maybe after like 6 months.
So really? You think like officially dating after 6 months is like ideal?
Honestly, I feel like after 6 months, you've gotten to know each other
very well
to a certain extent. Mm. You know, although yes, some men can play along for a good minute, but you got to have a spirit of discernment to discern if this nigga is real or not. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So after 6 months is the time you know it's okay, this guy really likes me. And maybe you guys haven't had sex, maybe you've had sex. Mm-hmm. Sometimes too, after 6 months, you've had sex and he's still doing the things he was doing, then he probably likes you. Mm-hmm. But after the first month, I had sex. Or the first week, I don't know how about you people. Y'all probably be doing things after the second day. You said I love you after the third day. But after the first month you guys had sex and he's acting all funny after the sex, he's not giving you the attention that he used to give you, that's a motherfucking red flag.
Mm. I mean, when it comes to these things, I honestly feel like there's no formula.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some people can keep acting for as long as they would. And sometimes the person does like you. It just wouldn't work between you guys. No matter how long it takes, like, they will show you everything in the world. It just will not work. It's not working. Mm-hmm. And there are people you can meet for the first week, and then that's it. It never goes down or it never depreciates. It always appreciates, like, the love they have for you and then their actions towards you and everything just appreciates. Like, everything becomes better and
but
better as time goes on.
But most men have similar characteristics. Like, if a guy likes you, he has a way of showing that he likes you.
Yeah.
And if a guy doesn't want to have sex, they also have a way of how they treat you. And if a guy just wants to be friends, like, guys, you have to be able to read them well. Oh. Mm. Like, honestly.
I had an experience in the past. Princess, you remember I was with, like, I was talking to this guy. I wasn't even with him. I was talking to, even Princess was convinced. Let me tell you, between Princess and I, she's the one with the discerning spirits. Like, Princess can tell you that this person is fake, this person is real. And then it's like, it's actually real. But this particular time, both of us were so convinced that this guy, dear, he spoiled it. Do you remember?
Well, what was he doing?
Hey.
No, I didn't like him from day one.
No, you liked him. You liked him. And then you went to ask about him.
Let me tell you. Do you know why I didn't like him the first time? The guy was talking to her, mm-hmm. and then he sent her 150 CDs to buy lunch, and I didn't like that. You haven't forgotten.
How long ago was this?
Oh, it's been years.
Like 7 years.
Was it day three?
Was it day three?
It was that first week. And now he took me out on a date. But everything seemed like
dress. Now me, don't send me 150. Like, buy me the food. Don't send me 150. What
Wait,
are you
so
doing?
You were hungry. He sent you 150.
I was at work, and then he just sent me money for lunch, right?
Yes.
And then for our date, he bought me a dress, and then he came
from
to
where?
Pick me up. I don't know, from one of these Instagram shops.
I didn't like you from day one.
And he came
one.
To pick me up, and we went on a date. We came back, and this guy seemed like he was doing everything right? Like, you call me, he'll send me messages, check up on me. Like, he was doing everything that you would think a guy who likes you does.
The first week.
And up until the second week, and he told me he loves me, and I was like, but well, you know, when you like somebody and then there's a red flag, you don't really see it as red, you see it as pink.
Yeah.
So he said he loves me, but I was like, I wasn't saying it, but because I didn't believe it. You know, like how I am, I don't believe that when people tell me they love me in the first few weeks, I don't like that. No, but like, so now as time went on, I found out that this boy is just a liar. Like, he's just a pathological liar. All he does is lie. And he just wanted to sleep with me. So that's how, and we found out through a friend.
Yeah.
But that's after the second week. That's why I said the first few weeks, you don't find things.
If we didn't find out from the friend, he would have kept it going.
And I'm saying, God is so good. Yeah. God is so good. He gives you signs. But we are the ones who choose to refuse. We refuse to see the signs for what it is. And it's our fault. Because most of the time, these men, they're showing themselves who they really are. And even if it's not them, people around us know, or somebody has heard, mm-hmm. or refuse to listen. And I'm saying all the time what people mm-hmm. have heard is true. But most of the time, if the stories are the same, if he's acting a certain way, it's telling.
They refuse to listen. Yeah, Gisela used to be like that.
I used to be like that too. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, what she meant.
I used to be that way. It's not mouth. I had a laundry mat.
You almost see me normal, no, my princess.
A laundry mat.
Thank God.
We thank God for change and princess, intervention.
You know what? Even after me not listening and not refusing to see the signs, my recent relationship started in a very way. In a way, why am I buying like that? It started in a way that would have seemed like it's not real in the past.
No,
Princess just likes my boyfriend. That
No. I knew him. Not like I knew him or anything, but some, like you said, you know. And I just knew. All the ones that I didn't know, I said, Gisela, but she didn't even mind.
She didn't mind you. They won't mind you. What they mind.
But
mind.
You see, me, I have this problem, right? The love bombing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I feel like I'm a princess. I deserve everything nice. So me, I don't even see it as not Bobby, no. I see it. If you see me, give me 5K. I see that. Yeah.
You deserve it.
I don't see that. Hey, you're allowed Bobby me. So me, if you think you're allowed Bobby me, one more loss. Because me, I see it as I deserve it. So true, if you stop crying, you say, ah, why? What's going on?
And so if he stops, that means like, yes, that's
yeah, love Bobby, bombing yeah.
you. Now he has because stopped. You think I'm going to start giving
hey,
you money.
Let me think about it. Okay, no, he's not love bombing.
No, that's love bombing. If the person stops. You're thinking if the person you're with is.
But we are not together like that. We are talking. Mm-hmm. But you know we are talking. Are we together?
Yeah.
But me, this red flag there, I feel like all of us can agree with this red flag. Mm-hmm. If a guy has, I was going to say two or more, but maybe three or more baby mamas.
Hey.
That is a red flag.
Why?
But you know what's equal?
Hey, three or more baby mamas.
Why?
That's a
and
red...
Any chopper. Lil baby has just one, oh.
Lil baby has two.
Oh, damn.
Lil baby has
why
two.
Why do you hate your baby mama or something?
Who is you as? I beg you. America, I beg you.
No, but even my... Hey, I say this one.
See, I don't mention the baby
mama.
I don't
mention.
Three or more baby mama.
You have like five baby mama. And I didn't case it. What was that? I was dumb.
Hey, I know the person.
You don't know the person.
Hey.
I told you I knew.
How do you know?
Girl, I'll be talking to you.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't care if I'm saying when you're naive, I don't know what it is about.
No, it's not naive. It's love.
It's love.
No, that's not love. That's stupidness.
No, but five baby mamas.
I didn't care.
So you're going to be the sixth?
Girl, thank God I wasn't. I was going to be the sixth, you know? And it's like... That's what I said, when you're in something, it's really bad. And it's like, you see all the signs. These are all signs. He couldn't be with one, second, third, fourth, the fifth.
Yeah.
So what makes you think he's going to work with you?
I don't know.
Oh, but at least he collects the children. Thanos.
He's acting like Nick Cannon.
But when that when the Cannon, at least he lets them know, listen, I just want kids.
Kids with you.
I'm
yeah.
not looking for a relationship. I just want to have kids because I have lupus. That's what he said, because he has lupus. He want to have kids. But if a guy has three or more baby mamas, honestly... But what if he's taking care of all of them?
I don't care. Why? Why are you so... Where's the instability coming from?
Maybe...
Why can't you have the kids with one woman?
Let me hold your hands. Sometimes, yeah. It can be everybody, but sometimes the person has to look within.
Yeah.
You know that he's the problem. Three baby mamas.
Three baby mamas.
Three or more.
No. Why?
So there's a possibility that
okay. So what about a girl who has three or more baby daddies?
It's the same thing. Hey, no, but you see, men deceive women.
Men are very, very, but women don't deceive men.
Oh, no, some women do. They don't. You need to speak the truth sometimes, honestly. You got to be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes
right.
some women deceive men. But the majority of the time, it's the men that are deceiving the women. Because I know for a fact, most of us women, when we go into relationships, we're going in hoping for the best
potential, for the future.
Especially to pop a baby for you.
Yeah.
Hey, to hold a child for 9 months.
Yes, yeah.
Babes, that thing, I've not birthed. I'm not bad. Back to Jesus. But to hold a child, to carry a baby for 9 months, all that pain, all that stress, to give birth,
your body will change. You have like
the
some
changes you go through,
please.
And just for you to not want to be with a man, that doesn't make any sense. Some women do trap men because the man has money. You feel me? But the majority of the time, I don't think any woman in this world really goes into these things wanting the worst out of it. Or some women even want to stick. They want to stay
through the thick and thin.
But the men, you can't force a man to stay.
Yeah.
No one dare.
Or you can be like the Kardashians. You have like two. You have kids with the same man, and then you dip. What way we?
Some women also do
one
that.
Baby daddy, whether he's a deadbeat or not, you have your kids with one man. You are done.
Yep.
Okay, you guys, what about when you go out on a date with a man and then he takes the leftovers? Well, catch yourself. Wait, please pack this for me.
Me? Oh. I cannot
date number what?
Oh, what's that?
Date number
all of the dates.
Because if currently my boyfriend that I am with right now, we are like best friends.
We're not talking about that.
And that's what I'm asking you, like date number what?
Before you enter that relationship, you are talking.
Our first date. Oh, but come on now. For you to... Bram Smalls. Steve. Freeze up.
First date, yeah. We are eating, then you want to do the leftover. Yeah. What's that?
Waiter, please pack this for me.
Nowadays, because the restaurants, they don't even give last portions. So what are you taking home?
Maybe he couldn't finish his meal.
That's what I'm saying. The portions are small. So how are you going to... Oh, please, come on.
Talking about steez, when it's raining, how do you expect a man to like... When it's raining and I see a man running, it's funny for me. I won't say it's a red flag, but it's funny. Or a man holding an umbrella, like...
Oh. Are you mad?
He should be wet.
So are you okay?
He
shouldn't run from the rain and he shouldn't hold the umbrella. So then
maintain the steez and walk
through. You're very foolish. Why is it Jesus? Is he walking walking on water?
A man run... No, let's see. Let's say that there's a hill and it's raining.
where did he go to? Why did he go to the first place that there's a hill?
He went to at Triamount. He went to where
he's descending the hill and it's raining and he's
me, when it's raining, whether men or women, when you run or you don't run, the rain will beat you. So just walk.
Is that a red flag? What is funny?
But if there's umbrella there, you have to use it.
Umbrella is a red flag.
Yeah, I gave my boyfriend an umbrella and told him that he just keep it for emergencies, not when it's raining.
So they don't agree.
This one, I don't understand. Like, you have to be some level of sneaky for you to do this. This is my opinion. But how do you feel about like your date having disappearing messages on WhatsApp? What are you hiding? What do you want to disappear? The last time somebody set up his disappearing messages on my Snapchat, I found out he was a married man.
Who is that? Married men are tired. Oh God.
God, don't read my lips.
wait. First of all, wait. Because I have disappearing messages.
Fear. That's why she's so quiet.
If you're why the message is disappearing?
Some people are weird.
Men have not lied to you before. You need those messages.
You need screenshots.
Because you need screenshots.
Oh, me, I don't even care. No, some people are also very like clout chasers. Like, they'll have conversations with you and they want to screenshot and show their friends. I don't like that. You know, that's one of my reasons why I don't keep, unless it's a business conversation.
Okay, you're a celebrity, so
I'm a superstar. Hello. So like, unless it's a business conversation, then I would like, okay, I don't mind. But anybody that I'm but most of my conversations are on Snapchat. So Snapchat, the 24
Snapchat
hours,
also disappears. Yeah,
the 24 hours is gone. But if a guy has disappearing messages, like, what's the problem? Like, if he's going to do, he would do. So what? Like, I don't understand what the issue is.
I mean, it's still you're doing too much. It's
see,
like,
girls, let me give you the truth. If he wants to read your man's chat, don't go and search for a
girl's name.
Just go to his male friends.
But the thing is,
that male friend here, or the good, the group chat, or his
chat in the first place.
I won't do
why
it.
Why are you reading a chat?
I won't do it, but if you want
chats.
To.
Why are you reading the chats? What do you want to see? What do you want to know?
I will not read
because
the
most
chats.
Of the times, when girls go looking for things, they're not even going to leave. No, they won't even leave after they've seen
are
it.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure.
Immediately, the day I see something, I'll leave.
You will
but
leave.
Somebody has read my chats before.
Were you cheating?
I was not cheating.
You were flirting.
No, he's the person girl. We were not even dating. Oh my God, you know him.
Hey, but I don't like those things though. Hey. It's me just sitting here. Then
oh, sorry. So when I was in
every day,
I went to
find someone. I've been doing.
I don't know the person. Okay. So he went. We were talking, right?
And then
when you are talking to somebody, you can talk to like multiple people.
Yes.
Because you are not dating. So he came to visit me. And I was sleeping. I heard somebody doing. I could hear somebody sobbing. So I woke up. And he was. That was his iPhone 6S. He was reading the chat and I just turned and slept again. Said the old red room. What you were looking for? You've seen it. Because we were just talking. So I was like, talking to multiple people.
No, talk. Okay. What about this?
You just didn't like the guy because you
didn't
talk to
like the guy.
People. You don't talk to multiple people,
yes,
my friend. You
yes,
don't talk
but
to
I was
people.
In uni. I had just come to uni fresh. That was when my mother gave me my freedom.
So just talking, not really like relationship.
Yeah,
but just like
but
getting to know a few
with
people.
Like
right,
a couple of people.
Right,
but
right.
I wasn't dating him exclusively. Not talking that, oh,
no,
I'm
but
no
he didn't
woman.
Like, because you could talk to people and there's one
yes,
that you
yes,
really
yes,
like.
Yes.
So if you liked them, you would have felt some kind
yeah,
of compassion.
I had one I really liked. Mm-hmm. And he restarted dating.
Uh-huh.
But then I had to leave him.
Because
yeah, that is my red flag too. He was in Ashesi. Every weekend he wanted to come over. Ah, Why?
Why you wouldn't go
there?
We
are waiting for the red flag.
No, I just like...
Okay, you know, wait, listen. No, I just like, you know, broken my virginity fresh. Every weekend, you want to do something. Why? Come on, for there, Cloud. I brought up with him on Christmas. I said, please, I can't do this anymore. you are doing too much. Every weekend.
He wants to come.
Wait, every weekend you're having sex? That was the problem? You don't, like, what is up with you?
I had just broken my virginity. Okay, and? Please, it's too much for me. Hey, let me heal. Let me know what is going on in town. Every weekend, be our way.
You would try what? Were you guys not in a relationship?
Nah, it was too sweet for him. Do you know how crazy it is to be dedicated to driving from Ashesi every weekend to come to Accra?
Ashesi, where is that?
In somewhere.
Ashesi is far. It's very far. It's very far.
Driving every weekend. Why?
It's like an hour or two from Accra.
Go get out from my 5 days rest. Weekend is okay.
Please, Efia. I'm not a
Was it Saturday, Sunday, or only Saturday?
Just Saturday.
He will come Friday and leave on Monday. Hey! Like, come on. I was like, hey, sister, brother,
take a deep breath.
Yeah,
like my head is hurting.
Calm your tits.
Can I get a painkiller or something? My head hurts. No, it's
calm
too-
your tits down.
This is gonna kill me.
Okay, what about a guy? Okay, what about a guy? Because me, I don't like these things at all. A guy who has sex toys and uses sex toys on like girls.
He uses it on the girls.
Yes.
Hey, why?
Wait, this one is doing her tongue some way, baby. Gisella, you like sex toys, eh?
Wait,
you don't mind a guy having sex toys. You use sex toys to your boyfriend. He whips you, he chains you, he cuffs you, he spits in your mouth. Hey, Gisella,
is that what
you
people have been doing at home?
Wow. That's why she's so obsessed.
I'm just laughing. I'm just...
Oh.
No.
He puts a thing in
this
your
shoe. This is just for the cameras, okay?
Lies.
Mm-hmm. This is just for the cameras. So, I don't... If a man has one at home dedicated to all of his girls, that's icky because...
How will you know?
Are you trying to... No, wait. Let me finish. Are you trying to transfer infections or...
Man, he washes it with soap.
No, I don't care. Like, you can't use one sex toy for every single woman who comes into you. That's very weird. Like,
oh, okay.
It's not a spoon. You're putting it under the person's...
They're laughing behind the cameras. He said it's not once. It's food.
It's food. It is something that you're attaching to somebody's genitals. You cannot be sharing this
and
like that.
And even if you wash it, it doesn't wash
and
like
I
that.
I don't care. Somebody, the person's bodily fluid. So, yeah. Ew. But as if man, he buys one for like... me, I won't be mad in the future if my husband does
because
that
because he has
for
to
me.
Be fresh. You have to see that he's opening it from
yeah,
the box.
Yeah, we have to do unboxing.
Me, dear, no. Whether you buy for me, whether...
But
no.
But no, sex toys is not just dildos. It could be whips. It could be chains.
No. You told me, I'm coming to beat. Hey!
And your mother, man, I'll be whipping it. And for we... Yeah, me, if we have it, and then you slap me, I'll slap you, Margo. For here, Jesus. God, you papa! That's what we do. You whip me, I whip you. You slap me. Bah, you to collect.
No, that's extreme. That BDSM nonsense.
I have to
not
be.
Not in this house.
Like, I have to be. Can we break that? No.
You're coming to whip me. And they say in real life, maybe you can just beat me.
No, it's sex in the bedroom.
No.
Wait.
It's BDSM, God forbid.
Oh, I'm a super
I'll
super
pray over you. I'm a super super freak.
I'm a super super freak.
I'm a freaking...
Yeah, that's what you're doing, BDSM.
Wait, hey, what is that? Why?
They chain you. Chain wait. Hey, what if you are chaining me right now? You are doing, I'm tired. I can't save myself by force.
Your hands are
my
tired.
My hands are tired. I'll just give up.
Wait, first of all, I was only asking the question. Like, is it a red flag? Like, red flag?
Yeah, for me, it's a red
toys.
Flag.
Me, it's not a red flag if he buys it for me in the future.
How do you know it's for you?
Eh?
No, we all do unboxing.
The penis guy, you don't know if it's for you or not. We do unboxing. I'll take it home with me. When I'm coming back, I'll bring it.
Oh, then just buy it for yourself.
No, because I don't want to risk it. Men are very dangerous. I don't want to risk getting infections because.
Then take his penis home too because the dildo can go. But then this thing is attached.
Because even if you do unboxing and you go home, it's there. It's at his house. Well, how do you know somebody's
well,
coming
to
the
next day? Well, me, I think there's a red flag. That's what I want to say. At the end of the day, it's a red flag.
Me, I don't like dildos. Me, I really like hands-on, physical touch.
Like
touch.
Dancing.
Yes, but I also, I like dancing. But I don't mind the handcuffs. I don't mind the whips. I don't mind the choking, the candle wax.
Hey, hey Siri, please play
like
Super
the candle wax that they pour on you.
They pour on you. I really like. Mm-hmm.
My
you should shake candles too. So.
My mom.
So does it been?
It's
this is like if you go and take some serious kazuagi or you pour on a shidade. Hey, me pato, brother, me nye biom.
Okay, guys. No, I wish we could have more because I'll talk about how men have plenty social media followers. As a man, why do you have plenty social media followers?
But what if it's an influencer like you?
Why would I date an influencer?
Okay.
Oh, I like my men very into their business aspect. Please leave the social media for me.
Where follow back? I don't like.
What's follow back?
Follow back.
Boss.
You'll be at the club.
I want my boyfriend to be the one that they do the follow back.
He'll be at the club and he doesn't buy any bottles.
Oh, chairman.
You don't buy any bottles. You're there for the club. You stand there. They wait for them to buy champagne where they go pour some for your cup for you. Hey, it's okay for you. Hey, it's okay for you.
If
what's that?
If you're this one, but they don't pour it for him or you give the cup to the girl. And the girl collects all the champagne for him. He put it, the guy be poor for him. Like, no. Oh, collect some for me.
All right, we gotta go.
Guys, it was an interesting
day. I feel like we have so many more. Do you know what my sister said? My sister said, a guy who pumps, a red flag is a guy who lets another guy pump their gas for him at his gas station.
But wait, in Ghana, do we even do that? Like,
No.
Abroad.
No, here, the men are the ones, they pump the gas.
The attendants do it all.
So she's saying, like, a red flag if she's is pumping a guy's car for him.
So he wants it to get down.
The woman has to pump the gas for him.
Huh?
I don't know.
So when she gets to, like, let's say, the filling station, she will get down and come and tell the attendant to wait. But hold on and do it herself.
She's stupid. It's okay.
My other red flag is when a man calls his fellow friend B.
Fellow friend B?
A girl, yeah, B. Like, few, their friends.
Yeah, B.
Oh, a boy. Huh? What's today B? I saw something.
But what is B? Like, B, like, bitch?
I, B.
Oh,
I,
B?
Yeah, but I say, yeah, B.
A guy is calling another guy B. How?
Yeah, I saw something.
You're lying.
This, I swear, we're lying. If you're after.
A guy is calling another guy.
Girl, you
B.
Know him. Who? Girl.
Tell me.
No, guys.
This one is I'm dead.
We could do some. She went. You know
him. Hey, princess.
How?
Girl. He's, when I
you know why? Because.
Guys, it's okay. Let's end the podcast. Hey! I'll throw the thing at you guys. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching today's episode of Rants, Bants, and
Confessions.
I love chatting with the girls, but yes. We also want to bring other people on this show because we know you guys love that. Who guys, should we bring?
I don't know who's.
Princess, let's bring your ex.
I bring your
who's my ex?
If you're, let's bring your ex.
Hey, which one? One of them want to sue me.
I want Kim Promise.
Should you come with the lawyers?
Is that who?
Kim Promise and
Stillboy. Oh, yeah, that would be fun. Kim Promise. And bim. Yeah, boy.
Yes. I want your ex and the lawyers on this show.
Hey, oh, please, which ex?
I want some of those.
Hold on.
Wait.
Please, which ex?
I don't know.
Revlo.
They say he's bringing lawyers.
Do you have any ex that wants to sue you?
Yeah, I don't have any ex that wants to sue you.
She has never been in a relationship in her life.
Oh, ever. Okay. So, okay. I want Shatta. Oh, Shatta can come.
Yeah.
This person in Nigeria though.
Timini.
Ashaus. Timini, these girls, they want to do something to me. This man, she wants to put strap on.
She wants to tie you and put handcuffs on your wrist. Like what they do to Efia every night. She wants to dance for you too.
After here, exclusive lectures. We are going for lectures.
Yeah,
you love here with us.
Please let us know in the comments who you want to see on the show next. And we will bring the person, okay, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you guys for watching Rants, Bants, and
Confessions.
See you next week.
Deuces.